It was truthfully was it, you know, Mel actually approached me about it, and you know, he wanted to give us an opportunity to take over, you know, as leaders and take over as have some accountability to the defense. So yeah, it wasn't anything that was brought up out of a spot or anything like that. You know, I had a conversation with Mel about it in the like I said, he approached me about it. I said thought it was a good idea, and it's just a good way for guys to understand, you know, what each group is doing. And so, you know, it's just another way to hold each other accountable and to build off things and create communication. I truly don't put, you know, I didn't put any extra, you know, kind of stock into it. I mean, it's just, you know, it's something. I've been on teams before where that's just what we did. You know, no rhyme or reason. It's just like, hey, why don't you guys take this? You know, Lance is the quarterback of our team. So sometimes it's nice to let him quarterback a meeting, you know, of our defensive team, I should say. You know, let him call the plays out. Get into a feel of when you're watching film, you know, and I think more of it, too, is so younger guys can see what we see on the film. You know, I think it's a great teaching tool as far as, you know, if I'm looking at something and I tell Tim, like, or, you know, hey, I saw this, so I did this, you know, how are you going to cover what, you know, if we see this play again, what are you going to do in the back end? Because it's just important for me to know what they're doing in the back end, because that lets me know how much kind of time I got, you know. Russian coverage works hand in hand. So, you know, that communication that you can have just, you know, feeds. Because what I might say to someone on the field, the young guys might not hear, you know. So if we say it in a meeting, well, now everybody kind of sees how you're supposed to work. And beyond, you know, Ty Law was one of the guys that taught me about working with DBs. I mean, he used to come up to me before games and, you know, or during the game, I should say, and, you know, ask, hey, are you beating this guy? Like, you know, what are you doing? And I didn't really understand why he was saying until I saw him jump like a slant or jump a route. And I was like, ah, okay. If I'm beating my guy, is he going to play his guy tight? Or if not, you know, is he going to need extra time? So, you know, it was, you know, I think it's just stuff that gets passed on. And then it's, you know, kind of our responsibility as older guys to be able to, you know, help these young guys grow. And this is just another way of doing it. You played well. We played well off each other. We didn't let one person being out of a gap stop, you know, create that to be a problem. You know, we didn't play perfect by any means, but guys played well. Guys played downhill. Guys played fast. Guys played physical. And he played with a sense of confidence. And not only that, I think just from a team standpoint, we played well off each other. You know, if there was a turnover, we went out and it was just another opportunity to play defense. You know, we would have liked to hold that, you know, the result of that fake punt to a field goal, you know, but, you know, it happens. And so, yeah, I think guys just, if I put my finger on it, it was guys played freely within the system. You know what, Willie, when Willie was with Detroit, you know, you could see that he had talent. You know, here's a guy that his body, I mean, to have that kind of length is very rare. And when I got here, I said, once he figures out how to use his body and how to use that length, he's going to be deadly. And he has been. I mean, you know, obviously he can still, he's a young, I always keep telling you, he's a young 5-year, you know, vet, you know, and, but you just see the kind of energy he plays with. He's worked tirelessly on techniques, you know, with the coaches this year. You can really see his hand work and his feet work. And, you know, and when I first got here, him just asking questions and having conversations, he's a heck of a teammate. And you know, I told him at the beginning of the year, I'm like, you're a 10 sack a year guy. You know, hands down, and he's shown it. I mean, the guy's resilient. He's processing information. You know, well, obviously, I don't know how he processed information in Detroit, but I just always knew that he was a talent. I mean, he presents problems to people because of how long he is.